السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. We spoke yesterday about the trees and the fruits in Jannah. We explained how the fruits will be stacked on the trees, one pile on top of the other. How the trees of Jannah will provide extended shade, where you can travel in its shade for 100 years and the shade will not come to an end. How the branches are spread out, the fruits hang low, so you can sit, you can stand, you can even recline and pick the fruits of your choice and enjoy it. We also explained an important point that in this world you eat out of need. You need to satiate the pangs of hunger, you need nourishment, you need strength. If you don't eat, you will die. But in Jannah, you don't eat out of need. You don't need strength, you don't need nourishment, you don't need it for your survival. You will eat purely to obtain the pleasure that the food and the fruits of Jannah will give you. We also explained, وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا لَا مَقْطُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ, that the fruits of Jannah will be such, it will not be limited to season, and the supply will never come to an end. There will always be availability, and every day will be season. And we concluded yesterday by mentioning a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the Nabi of Allah says, I saw in Jannah a bunch of the fruits of Jannah, and I stretched my hands towards it. Let me tell you, if I brought just one fruit of Jannah to this world, you would continue to eat from that one fruit until the world and the dunya remained. Now, taking the discussion further from there, today we talk more specifically about the food of Jannah. But before I get into that, there's something remarkable I read today about Jannah. The scholars have written that like in this world, every second of your existence, you're inhaling and exhaling air. In this world, every second, you're inhaling and you're exhaling air. You don't have to make an effort. It's a natural function of your body. In Jannah, your inhaling and your exhaling will be dhikr and glorification of Allah. It will be a natural function. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah. It will just be coming out naturally, like how you breathe in and breathe out in this world. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anh was a Jewish rabbi. And he says, when I wanted to accept Islam, I decided to test the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one of the questions I asked him was, what will be the first food that the people of Jannah will eat? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded and said, it will be the extra lobe of the liver of the fish. And that's the most tastiest part. And that was exactly what was mentioned in the Torah. And he was convinced and he accepted Islam. So that is the first food. Fish liver or fish that you will eat in Jannah. The remarkable thing about the food of Jannah, the scholars write, in this world, you have to work for your plate of food. One is you have to work to earn the money to purchase the items. Then, I mean, if you just take a simple example, whatever you had for iftar, your wife was preparing. She already made the savories before Ramadan, then she had to fry it, then the chutney, then the roti. There's a lot of work that goes into preparing the meal before you can enjoy the meal. In Jannah, there will be no preparation. In Jannah, there will be no effort. There is a narration that you will see a bird flying and you will desire to consume that bird and it will fall in front of you roasted, ready to be eaten. Not like that ijtima queue when you're waiting for the chicken tikka. No. You see the bird flying, you desire to eat that bird, it falls right in front of you roasted. Not like when you go to the restaurant, they say good food takes time to prepare. In Jannah, it doesn't work like that. Another amazing thing about the food of Jannah, subhanallah. The first juz of the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةِ الرِّزْقَى قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا. Let's say you ate grapes today in Jannah. The next day, you will be presented with grapes again. And the people will say, but this is same or similar to what we ate yesterday. But only when you eat it, you will realize that even though you're eating the same fruit or the same food, every time you eat it in Jannah, the taste will be different and better. The same food item, every time you eat it in Jannah, the taste will be different and better. And it will not come to an end. As Allah says in the Quran, أُكُلُهَا دَائِمْ. You will continuously eat and every time it will be better. إِنَّ هَذَا لَرِزْقُنَا مَا لَهُ مِن نَفَادِ. Allah says, this will be our sustenance for the people of Jannah. It will never come to an end. It will never run out of stock. Easy steps on earning Jannah. Yesterday, we said that صَلُّوا وَالنَّاسُ النِّيَامِ. Perform the tahajjud salah. And Ramadan gives you a good opportunity, and we are in the winter months. Today, give people water to drink. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, show me an action that will secure me entry into Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, in your village there's a shortage of water. Buy a leather bag and give people water. Before you tear open the leather, your ticket will already be booked to Jannah. The best charity is to give people water to drink. Whether it's zamzam or ordinary water, especially in areas where they need it most. So a simple act like that can secure our entry into Jannah. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah.